Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yes, after everything that's been going on with regards to the road to renewal, and then now most recently the strategic plan that they've released to the parishioners and to people that have their children in Catholic schools, I really just felt the need to sit down and write a letter first to the bishop of our Buffalo diocese, calling him out for what seems to be the lack of leadership from him, and really leaving it to his staff to run the renewal process, and not really having a renewal process, but rather just a demolition of the faith community within Western New York right now. And then now a school plan that centralizes everything under the diocese and is going to be implemented in haste, which we believe will just lead to failure, because the diocese itself has not done anything to make us feel otherwise, or even restored our trust in them after they broke it with the scandals and now how they handled the church closures. So I wrote a letter outlining all these different points, questioning his leadership and asking him to meet with us and really just, you know, let's slow down a little bit and really consider what it is that we're doing to the faith community in Western New York. And I had a couple of people sign it with me, and I CC'd members of his staff as well as the emissary from the Vatican in Washington, D.C., their office, so that they can see what we are doing here as well. And I know I'm not the first one to do this, and I'm sure there are others out there. And, you know, if we decide to move forward with sending an official letter to the Vatican, I think it would be great if we could all join together and do it together.
Nandor, what has been your biggest concern with the road to renewal? Is it how the school closure is being done, or just the fact that you don't feel you're getting a say?
It's not the school closures. So the road to renewal process is the parish closures. That's a very important distinction to make. With the road to renewal, it's the way that the parish closures are being handled. It's the way that things are being communicated to the parishioners, and it's the fact that we sit down and we talk to them, and we're ignored. To your point, what you just said, that we're not really having a say. We're basically being told, yeah, we'd love to hear your input, but we're still going to move forward with the plan as is. And, you know, if they were the ones that are the reason why the Catholic Western New York community exists, I would say, sure, great, you guys own everything, it's under you. But the faith community, the churches, the schools, everything was built because of parishioners like us. And the fact that they're turning a deaf ear to us and are being two-faced about this is what's really bothering me the most.
How soon are you hoping to have this meeting with the bishop regarding this letter?
I would love to have it tomorrow if he could. I would drop everything and come and meet with him tomorrow. Honestly, he needs to wake up and realize what's happening. Maybe he knows what's happening and he's just not doing anything about it. But, you know, the fact of the matter is it's very obvious that he's just kind of along for the ride, and it's his office that's running the show. And they're turning a deaf ear to us and just pushing this through. And I really feel like they're just going to, if their entire goal is to destroy Catholicism in Western New York, well, they're doing a bang up job. And the fact of the matter is that they are doing nothing but continuing to erode everyone's trust in them and everything that they're doing. And until they sit down and start to figure out how to rebuild that trust and how to rebuild this faith community, I have no trust or faith in this leadership of this bishop or his staff.
And how soon before you hear from him and hear from him if he turns down the meeting or doesn't respond within a certain amount of time, how long before that letter does go to the Vatican?
If he, you know, I don't put any faith in his response. He hasn't responded to our appeal letter that we sent in, appealing the decision by the diocese. I know that they haven't responded to any of the appeal letters that came out. came from the churches that are appealing their decisions. So I really have no faith that he will respond or his office will respond. And if they don't, you know, I will give it, I tentatively gave it a week that I will probably send out a letter. It really depends on how much, how I can rally support, because I feel like if we do send this letter out to the Vatican emissary, we really need to sit down and send it with as many signatures as we can muster from the faith community here.